page 210. It's a wonderful passage. It gives us the same message you've heard in this service, that we give God the glory. It is God that we worship, that we are here because we are His people, and it is a simple message that God accomplishes His purpose through His presence with His people, that God has been with us. Joshua 1, verse 1, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all the people, into the land that I'm giving to them, to the people of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given to you, as I promised to Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, to the great sea, toward the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall cause this people to inherit the land that I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, being careful to do according to all that the law of Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may have good success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be frightened. Do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The most powerful part of this passage is the speaker. Who is it that is speaking in Joshua 1, verse 1 to 9? It is the Lord. It is God Himself who is declaring to His people that He will accomplish these very things. Three things we learn from this passage. First of all, God works through His servants. Did you notice it? After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord. Now, how come Joshua only gets kind of the honorable mention? He's only Moses' assistant. Do you see it in verse 2, verse 1? It doesn't say that Joshua is the servant of the Lord. It says that Moses is the servant of the Lord. Look at verse 2. Moses, my servant. And down again to verse 7. According to the law, that Moses, my servant. Joshua is never called the servant of the Lord. He is simply Moses' assistant in verse 1. And yet it is the Lord who is speaking. This passage is on the border. God had promised to His people that He would not only take them out of slavery in Egypt, that He would bring them into the promised land. It was God's promise. And He promised it in verse 3. It says He promised it to Moses. And yet He says, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise. It's a powerful passage for us here at First Baptist Church. The danger is that we want to look back to the glory days, that we want to look back to all that happened in the past. And did God do it all? You better believe He did. We heard wonderful testimonies. We saw, in fact, there is an incredible statement in our 45th anniversary booklet. Today, First Baptist Church, well appointed in every way, with over 1,000 members, is leading the Baptists of Calgary in a great forward movement of the kingdom. The pastor, Dr. H.H. Bingham, preaches to the largest average Protestant congregation in the city. The service is not ornate, but direct. and heart-reaching. And souls are being saved continually. Oh, Lord, that this would be true again. On Sunday evenings, in all kinds of weather, the auditorium is filled to capacity. That's this church, 1929. The people become because their souls' longings are satisfied, whether in simple gospel song or sublime hymn, whether in searching sermons and touching appeals to the unsaved during the after meetings always held. The church has long been known as the stranger's Sabbath home, and it stands for evangelical ministry, regenerate membership. That means that you must be a Christian to be a member of the church. Religious liberty, church equality, and biblical authority. Wow. 1929. But the danger for us is we look back and we remember our favorite pastor. We remember all the days when the choir was full. All the days when, before the Jubilee Auditorium, this was the performing arts at First Baptist Church. And the danger is we look back like the people at the end of Deuteronomy and they mourn that Moses, the servant, is dead. And no wonder. No wonder, because all they get is his assistant in verse 1. All they get is Moses' assistant. And maybe that's how you're feeling. Look at our new pastor. He's not like Roy Bell. He's not like all the wonderful ministers you've had in this church. But there is a second message in this passage. The first message is that God works through his servants. The second message is that God calls his servants to be faithful. God says to Joshua, Moses is dead. Now arise. You will lead them. Look at verse 2 and 3. Who is doing it? God is using Joshua. You will lead them every place you tread. I will give to you. It's interesting, isn't it? God says in verse 2, I will give it to them. And then in verse 3, I will give it to you. God is blessing Joshua. He's going to work through Joshua. In verse 6, be strong and courageous. The first of three times that God says it. Forward looking to the future. You shall cause this people to inherit the land. Who? Oh, the assistant. Moses' assistant. This servant is going to do it. But really, as you read the passage, it's God who's going to do it, isn't it? In verse 2, God is giving it to them. In verse 3, God is giving it to them. In verse 5, no one will stand before you. Why? Because in verse 5, God said, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. And this wonderful verse that is so quoted, and here it is, I will not leave you or forsake you. And over the years, you may have been here as a church member and felt like God has forgotten about First Baptist Church. Here is a promise. And if you go back to Exodus chapter 3, and I would, except we don't have time, we find Moses' call. And Moses doesn't want to lead either. Guess what? Not called the servant of the Lord at the beginning. In Exodus 3, God says, like your father Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and now Moses, I'm calling you. And Moses says, but I can't speak. And God says, who made that mouth? He's just an assistant. And at the very end of his life, after this life of being faithful, God calls him his servant. The second message we hear in this passage is that God calls his servants to be faithful. Look at verse 7. Only be strong and courageous the second time. Be careful to do all that Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may have good success. This book of the law will not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it and be careful to do it. There's four things. You need to believe this book. You need to meditate on it and love it. You need to, secondly, you need to follow it. Thirdly, it's to be in your mouth always. You need to speak this truth as a leader. And you need to be faithful to the Lord. Guess what happens throughout the entire book of Joshua? Joshua is faithful to the Lord. It's a new day. They're on the border. They're looking back at the old days with Moses and mourning, and they're fearful and trepidation, stepping into the promised land. The last time they did this, the people refused to obey God. And there was judgment for 40 years in the wilderness. And Joshua leads them faithfully. Guess what? At the very end of the book of Joshua, in chapter 24, verse 4, verse 29, it says, after these things, Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. You maybe don't have the pastor from the past, or maybe you look backwards to the good old days, but we are at the border. And God is calling us. We are here downtown in Calgary for the purpose of being a gospel light for the glory of God. And we are here today. The third lesson we learn in this passage, first of all, God works through his servants. Secondly, God calls his servants to be faithful for a lifetime. And thirdly, God's presence is our strength. It's not your leader. It is the presence of God that will build his church. The Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Three times this passage calls to be strong and courageous because we're stepping into the unknown. We don't know the future. And the powerful message in verse 5, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you, and I will never leave you nor forsake you. And the final verse of this passage in verse 9, have I not commanded you? Here is Joshua. Who is the speaker of this text? Do you remember? It's God. Could it be this morning that God is calling you? Could it be if you are a member of First Baptist Church and you said, yes, I give myself to wholehearted devotion to God? Could it be that God would not say to you, it is not enough just to attend church, but I am calling you, like these first seven people that began this church here, to serve the Lord and to be a faithful servant. What is the final words that we all desire to hear? At the end of my life, when it's all said and done, you know the words. We will stand before God, and what will he say? Well done, good and faithful servant. This is Joshua. This is us. This is what God calls us to. Would you join us? Would you join us in the work that God is doing downtown here in Calgary? If you already have a church, I want you to go home and be challenged on how you will serve the Lord where you live. But this is the call that God is placing on us. We are here. I am your pastor. I know that God has brought us here. And by God's grace, we will stand together. I signed the same covenant. Leona, we signed the same covenant you did. To say we will be faithful in brotherly love. We will walk together. My dear friends, God works through his servants. God calls his servants to be faithful. And it is God's presence that is our strength. In a moment, we are going to rededicate ourselves to three things. We want to rededicate our building to the glory of God. I'm going to invite Pastor Jim to come as he leads us through the dedication of the very first dedication of this building in 1912. Go ahead, Jim. Yep. No, go ahead.
Imagine it is 1912. We as a congregation gather together to dedicate this building, trusting in God's providence, grace, mercy, faithfulness, trusting in God for the purpose for the future. We are that future that those who gathered in 1912 to pray for this church, we are the result of God's working. We are the result of the prayer of the people of the time. On your screen, you will see our rededication to our building, of our building, I should say, to the glory of God. I will ask you to stand, and please repeat after me. I will open it up, and then the congregation, as on the screen, I will encourage you to follow through. To the finding of the lost, the protection of the weak, the aid of the tempted, rest for the weary, hope to the discouraged, and comfort to the mourners. To the love and guidance of children, to the sanctifying of the family and the home, to the teaching of justice, purity, and kindness. To the happy mingling of all classes, to the awakening of the conscience, the inspiration of high ideals, the promotion of brotherliness, the elevation of citizenship, the defense of the right, and war against all wickedness. To the preaching of Christ crucified to all the world, and the beginning in of the kingdom of bringing in, I should say, of the kingdom of God. Amen. Please be seated. May the Lord bless us as we rededicate our building and our community to God.
Thank you, Jim. I just want to close my sermon with prayer. Will you join me? Father, all over this room, I believe you are speaking to our hearts by your Spirit. For whatever church we come from, as a guest, as a friend, I pray that we would hear this message that you work through your servants over a lifetime of faithfulness. Jesus in the New Testament says, go into all the world and make disciples, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So, Father, receive this dedication in the name of Jesus, our risen Lord and Savior. We pray. Amen.